time for Troll Radio Review. It's spring, and the sun's shining, and the sky is practically blue. And we're going to have a good time today. We've got lots of great music today from Brad Griswold and Dave Quinton. We've got Marianne Ilipelto. We've got our Troll Radio House Band. And I think we've got Mr. Troll around, too. So we're going to have a good time. Troll Radio Review is a collaborative effort of Coast Community Radio and Fort George Brewery and Public Meeting House. It only happens because of you, people who support Coast Community Radio and come here and drink beer and have fun. So stick with us today. I'm your host, Debbie Twombly, and we're going to have some great fun. Of course, you're going to hear more from all these musicians as the show progresses today. Well, we're so happy now that it's spring, and it's so glad to, we're all glad to have so much good music around here. Guess I should start off by thanking everybody who supported us in our recent pledge drive. Coast Community Radio, of course, is volunteer-supported, listener-supported, and commercial-free radio. And we have our little breaks with our underwriting and whatnot, but they're pretty pleasant considering what you could hear if you were listening to commercial radio. So we're pretty grateful to have our Coast Community Radio and very grateful to have all the people who support us. So thanks a lot for all the fun and the benefits you made possible for that. We're going to start off the show today with Dave Quinton and Brad Griswold. They're no strangers to Troll Radio and to the music scene in Clatsop County. You hear them all over the place, and they're always good about helping us out at all the different events we have. And I know they're both Coast Community Radio supporters, and here they are today to play a few tunes for you. Maybe they can tell us a little bit about where you can hear them coming up in the near future. Thanks for being here today, Brad. Dave?
Thank you.
Okay, we'll get a little bit of mic moving done here. We've got an interesting engineering team today. Looks like we've got Brian doing the work of four people. Is that about it, Brian? Ten. You'd think he was a girl. Well, hey, Dave, how's Clatsop County treating us? Okay, we're on.
We are on. Brad and I play every Thursday night at Bill's Tavern in Cannon Beach at the Floating Glass Balls.
Oh, that sounds fun.
It is fun.
Now, a question about that that event at Bill's Tavern on Thursday nights. Is that a family, is that an all ages?
The room's divided and kids can sit on one side of the room. But
I see.
We play in the tavern section.
Okay, so it's segregated.
Yes,
it's a segregated event. Yes, okay. Okay, well that sounds fun. Bill's Tavern is always a great place to be. So what do you have for us today?
We're ready. Yeah, sure.
I don't see a set list here.
Yeah, I know. We were just discussing that. Ready?
Yep.
Doc Watson tune. 1, 2, 3.
Well, she's my curly-headed baby. She's from sunny Tennessee. She's my curly-headed baby. She means more than all the world to me. Now I first loved her when I met her, more than any tongue can tell. If she ever proves false-hearted, it would be so hard to say farewell. 'cause she's my curly-headed baby. She's from sunny Tennessee. She's my curly-headed baby. She means more than all the world to me. Yodel-a-hee. Now let me tell you about some women. I can tell you how they'll do. They're gonna be crying on your shoulder and be flirting with another too. 'Cause she's my curly-headed baby. She is from sunny Tennessee. She's my curly-headed baby. She means more than all the world to me. Now when I look into her blue eyes, it's more than words can ever say. I could never love another. No one else could make me feel this way. 'Cause she's my curly-headed baby. She's from sunny Tennessee. She's my curly-headed baby. She means more than all the world to me. Yodel-a-hee.
Thank you, guys. We're going to do a song written by a Portland musician that was really featured in that David Byrne movie, the one about the Civil War, called The Ashokan Farewell. One, two, ready. One, two, three. One, two. Thank you. here where you are tonight. Well, thank you very much. Dave and I, we got to come from a bluegrass background, so pretty much that's what you're going to get today. Here's an old Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs tune called I Wonder Where You Are Tonight. Ready, Dave?
Yep.
One, two, three. Tonight, my heart is sad and weary, wondering if I'm wrong or right. But I dreamed about you and you left me. I wonder where you are tonight. That old rain is cold and slowly falling upon my window pane tonight. And though your love grows even colder, I wonder where you are tonight. Your heart was cold, you never loved me, although at times you said you cared. But now you've gone to find another, who knows the love that we once shared. That old rain is cold and slowly falling upon my window pane tonight. And though your love grows even colder, I wonder where you are tonight. Then came the dawn, the day you left me. I tried to smile with all my might, but you could see the pain within me that lingers in my heart tonight. That old rain is cold and slowly falling upon my window pane tonight. And though your love grows even colder, I wonder where you are tonight. That old rain is cold and slowly falling upon my window pane tonight. And though your love grows even colder, I wonder where you are tonight. Oh yes, I wonder where you are tonight.
Thank you.
Well, since we did some Flatt and Scruggs, I guess we should do some Bill Monroe. Here's a song that I really like to do. It's actually a Kenny Baker Bill Monroe tune. I'm not sure who actually takes the credit for writing that. I know Bill Monroe takes the credit for it, but I think Kenny Baker wrote it. It's called The Lonesome Moonlight Waltz.
Two times through, huh?
Okay. One, two, three, one, two.
Lonesome Moonlight Waltz.
Okay. If you're ever going to look.
Okay. B flat.
Well, I think next time maybe I should just bring one instrument so I don't have to spend so much time retuning. Jeez. Tell him something, Dave.
This next tune we're going to play is If You're Ever Going to Love Me.
No, it's not. Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. You're right.
In the key of B flat. Sounds like that.
Kentucky Colonel song. One, two, three. If you're ever gonna love me, well, all I wanna know is there's just one way that you can show it. If you don't start treating me better, you see, I'm gonna do away with me. I'm gonna go down where the water's a little deeper. Ain't taking no chances, can't you see? If you don't start treating me a little bit better, well, I'm gonna do away with me. If you're ever gonna love me, well, all I wanna know is there's just one way that you can show it. If you don't stop treating me better, you see, I'm gonna do away with me. Why don't you tell me how you feel about it? You drive me crazy, can't you see? If you don't stop treating me a little bit better, I'm gonna do away with me. If you're ever gonna love me, well, all I wanna know is there's just one way that you can show it. If you don't stop treating me better, you see, I'm gonna do away with me. If you're ever gonna love me, well, all I wanna know is there's just one way that you can show it. If you don't stop treating me better, you see, I'm gonna do away with me. Yes, I'm gonna do away with me.
Thank you.
Well, let me see. Thank you. Okay. Well, while we're getting these guys all organized and off here, I want to tell you about a very amazing event coming up on April 9th at Astoria Event Center. The Clatsop County Democrats are having an official meet and greet night. We've got a whole bunch of the Democratic candidates on the upcoming ballots who will be there to meet you and talk to you and let you know what's going on. I'm sorry to say that neither Hillary or Bernie are going to be able to make it, but we'll see if we can get a little bird in to make up for that. But we've got Suzanne Bonamici, and we've got our local candidates. whose name escaped me at this very moment, but it's going to be a really great night. There's a, you can get tickets on Brown Bag Tickets, and when you do that, a little bit of money goes to a nonprofit as well. But there's also that night, and part of the deal is there's clam chowder and salad dinner. There will be beer and wine available, and some raffle baskets. So it's going to be a good night, and we're putting together a lot of fun things for you. So I hope we see you at the Democratic meet and greet, 5 to 8:30 on Saturday, April 9th. It's going to be fun. Meanwhile, I have heard that Mr. Troll is confused still about something. So we're going to see if Mr. Troll can come up here and we can help him sort out some things. We might need some help. Mr. Troll gets so confused. I see we've got a lot of kids in the audience today, and kids usually have a lot better answers than adults on things. So you kids think you can help us out coming up with some ideas for Mr. Troll today? Yeah, okay, very good. Well, hey, Mr. Troll, what's going on?
Well, Debbie, hello, everybody, and how are you this morning?
We're good, yeah.
Yeah, we have a good crowd here, and I hope that the children will be able to help me with some of the things that I am just confused about.
That was my only wish, yes.
Yeah, I know. You know, throughout the year, you know, we have some very original, strange characters that wander around here during certain times of year, right, Debbie?
Yeah, they're called like icons and idols, and yeah.
Yeah, well, okay, well, Debbie, now who is that guy that he's got on? You know, he wears red and white suits, and he flies on. He flies with a reindeer sleigh. In fact, I rode around with him a little bit last night. Who is that guy?
Yeah, he's been on Troll Radio before. Who is it? Who is that guy in red and white, says ho, ho, ho?
Okay, say it on three. One, two, three.
Santa!
Oh,
good,
Santa.
Santa Claus.
Yeah, Santa
okay.
Claus. Okay, and then the other one.
What else are you confused
well,
about?
Well, you know, this other guy, I just saw him, a glimpse of him not too long ago, just a couple of weeks ago, and he... Yeah, he's a little short fella, and he's got green on, and he likes to hang out by the ends of rainbows. Who is that guy?
Yeah, they know that it's about
good.
Leprechauns.
Okay, then there's this day, you know, there's this terrible day that just gets the troll all confused, all, and scares him, and it's got ghosts and goblins and all vampires and zombies wandering around. What day is that?
Halloween.
Whoa. That's the day I don't like very much.
I know. Maybe. It always freaks you out.
Okay, but now, there is something happening tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
That I am really confused about. It's happening tomorrow. And, you know, it happens near springtime, Debbie. And do you know anything about vernal equinox, Debbie?
Yeah, that's the day when there's just as much light as there is darkness. And we're past that now, which means we have more light.
Yeah, and that means spring is sprung.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, and this day it happens around this time of year every year, and it has a lot to do with eggs. What is that special day tomorrow?
Easter.
Oh, yeah, Easter. That's right, Easter. But there is something that confuses me about Easter, Debbie.
Yeah.
Well, it keeps yumping around.
Yumping around.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're just like that animal who hides those eggs. What animal is that anyway? What's the animal that hides the eggs? Oh, these people know what they're talking about. Yeah, the Easter Bunny, that's the one. More about her later. I was confused about the date of Easter keeps yumping around. It's not the same day every year, is it, Debbie?
No, that keeps life a little more interesting. And the reason that is
why,
because...
Why is that, Debbie?
Well, it's because...
Well, do you know about it, Debbie?
I do.
What is your expertise in this area?
Well, you know...
She's a teacher. We got to listen to her. Go ahead.
Not to mention the queen of radio, but... But on the Gregorian calendar, Mr. Troll.
The Gregorian calendar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Easter is the first Sunday after the Paschal first moon.
Oh.
Okay, and that's always the first full moon on or after March 21st.
Uh-huh.
And so Easter falls in between March 22nd and April 25th.
Yeah.
Okay, and so that all makes it, when it all works out and you look at it and you weigh this and you weigh that.
Right.
Easter's tomorrow.
Oh. Oh.
Got it?
Yeah, but see, read that last
line.
Does that
make sense, Mr.
Cole?
Oh,
yeah, I don't make no dollars,
yeah.
Debbie.
Yeah, okay.
But I will take your word for it, you being a teacher and all.
Yeah.
But now let's get on a discussion of this Easter bunny person.
Yes.
Do we have any experts in the audience who would like to comment on the Easter bunny person?
Oh, I see an Easter bunny expert.
We have a volunteer. Let's hear it.
Yay.
Okay, now, this is our Easter bunny expert, and thank you for coming up on stage. And what is your name, young lady?
Harper.
Oh, Harper, what a pretty name. What a pretty name. Okay, now, Harper, I want to ask you some questions about the Easter bunny.
Well, okay. I know he comes to our house every year, and Easter morning before any of us get up, and leaves my brothers and I a basket of candy.
Okay, you can put the script down now, because I just... okay. He leaves you candy. What a nice bunny. Does he do anything else?
Well, he hides plastic eggs.
But plastic eggs? Well, you explain to me what this plastic egg stuff is. What's plastic egg?
Well, it's plastic shaped like an egg.
Yeah.
And you can open it up.
And what do you find? Is there something inside of it?
Money or candy?
Wow, money! Money! What's the biggest amount that you've ever found in there?
$10.
$10? That's a good Easter bunny at your house.
What did your brothers think of that when you found the $10 one?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay, why do you think the Easter bunny hides these eggs?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know. Okay, well, thank you very much for your comments, young lady. Let's give her a hand.
Well, that was very interesting, Harper.
Okay, now,
thank you very much.
Do we have any other Easter bunny experts in the audience that would like to come up and talk to Mr. Troll about it?
No.
We don't have anybody? No one. Okay, Debbie, before we go, Debbie, do you remember anything about this Easter egg hiding stuff from the Easter bunny back in, you know, when...
Well, I know that one year when my oldest daughter was christened, she must have been about 6 months old, and we had an Easter egg hunt.
Yeah.
And we had beautiful Easter eggs because her godmother was quite an artist, and we had lovely Easter eggs. And at the end of the day, when we were cleaning up, we found one very magical Easter egg that hadn't been found.
Uh-huh.
And these are all hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah. What's a hard-boiled egg, by the way?
Well, it's an egg that you put in water and boil till everything in it is hard.
Oh,
and
okay.
Yeah, so it's not runny, and they're yummy, right. And you put salt and pepper on them and make deviled eggs and stuff, but this one, of course, hadn't been cracked or anything,
uh-huh.
And it was so beautiful, I didn't want to eat it, so I wrapped it up in a piece of tissue and put it in a cup and in a little box, and I put it up on the shelf and kind of forgot about it, and when I found it years later, it was totally hollow, and I still have it.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a 42-year-old shell of an egg. Yeah, so I know that about the Easter Bunny. It was a magical day, and a little piece of magic happened, because if that would have gone rotten, it would have smelled terrible.
That's true.
So that's what I know. Okay.
Do you think, Debbie, that if I go back to the bridge and tomorrow morning I wake up, do you think there will be some plastic eggs full of $10 bills for me waiting to find?
No, I don't think that.
Why?
I think
why
that,
not, Debbie?
I think that you might be more likely to, under the bridge into your slovenly home, you might find a real organic egg somewhere.
Oh!
Yeah, and that's
the very best. Well, I think I will go back and get a good night's sleep
good idea.
So that I wake up, I'll be all fresh and cotton-tailed so I can go out.
So you can go out and go for your own little Easter egg hunt. For
okay,
nice
well, I'll see you later, Debbie. Goodbye, everybody.
Adios. Oh. All right. Well, our Easter treat for you this year is we have Marianne Yelipelto coming up to join us. Marianne lives in Swinson, not too far from here, and she's got a beautiful voice, and she brought a really nice 12-string guitar with her today. Oh, she didn't. She told me last night she was, but she brought a really nice guitar anyway, and she's been practicing a lot, getting ready for Troll Radio Review. Marianne is a person of many talents, and we're lucky to have her in our community. Back in the old days, I remember when she took part in some little theater. Remember the old, was it Sleeping Beauty? Yes, she was in a play. That was a lot of fun. Yeah, I can get up here. So it's so nice to see people who come in our community and stay in our community and make our beautiful home here in the Pacific Northwest a richer place. So she's got a few songs for us today. Thanks for coming in today, Marianne. Well, it will be any second.
Are we on now? Yeah.
Yes, we're ready
we're
to go.
On.
All right. What do you have for us
Thank
today,
Thank you for
Marianne?
Having me today. Well, you know, I've got this, I know thousands of songs probably, if I really totaled them all up, but I know about 100 without looking. And happy Easter, everybody. I was going to do certain things, and I may just change it completely up, so who knows. I never know what I'm going to do till I get here. But this, I have to do this because it's part of Easter. I don't know all the words, so I'm not going to sing the middle part, but I'm going to do this and sing with me if you know this. We'll go through it a couple times. Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity, Easter's on its way. Bringing all the girls and boys, baskets full of Easter toys. Hippity-hoppity, happy holiday. Okay, anyway, this was written by a man named, I believe, I don't know who wrote it, but I think Gene Autry, who was a cowboy star. Roy Rogers and Gene Autry were big cowboy stars when I was a little kid. And so I think he made this popular. I'm almost sure that's who it was. So help me do. Here comes Peter Cottontail hopping down the bunny trail. Okay? Here comes Peter Cottontail hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity, Easter's on its way. Woo! Bringing all the girls and boys, baskets full of Easter toys. Hippity hoppity, Easter's on its way. Hippity hoppity, happy holiday. Very impromptu, thank you. Well, because the sun is out, I wasn't planning on doing this, but this has to be done. Little beetles never hurt anything, right? Little darling, it's been a cold, cold, lonely winter, and a lot of rain. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. But here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. That's a lead guitar. Little darling, I see the ice is slowly melting. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been clear. But here comes the sun. It's all right. Sun, 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 here she comes. Sun, 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 here she comes. Since it's been there. But son and I say, it's all right. Thank you. Okay. So, this is an old either Limelighters or Kingston Trio song about a missing watch in a railway station called Tick, Tick, Tick. Tick, 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 everybody looking, tick, 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 see them all searching, tick, 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 that's all they hear, but they couldn't find out where the watch was hiding. Under some, yeah, okay, so, I forgot the first verse all of us. This is a real good way to start a song. I'm coming back to that one. This is impromptu, so that's the way I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go back, and then going back, this is where I'm gonna go. And I'll come back to that one, because the words will come back. I wasn't planning on even doing it. But this one I am. I'm going back to where I come from, where the honeysuckle smells so sweet it darn near makes you sick. I used to think my life was humdrum, till I finally learned a lesson that was bound to stick. When you were young and just pretending, well, a city just ain't no place for a girl like me to end. I'm going back to where I come from, where the mockingbird is singing in the lilac bush. I used to go, wanna come harmonize, right? Down to the station every evening just to watch that bullet train come rolling in. And then one day that great temptation got the best of me and led me to a life of sin. I took my hat and $14 and I went to all the trouble of the life that always follows when you're rich and hunting romance. Well, my hunting days are over, I can tell you that. I met a guy in Kansas City. He winked at me and asked me if I'd like to step around, and I said, yep, that's what I'm here for. So he said he'd take me to the hottest spots in town, but there were things he had to fix up. So he took my $14, but there must have been a mix-up. He's been gone since Thursday evening, and I got a hunch I'll never see that guy no more. When I grow up and have a granddaughter, I'll tell her about my city days and watch her eyes bug out, but chances are she won't believe me, and she'll do the same darn thing when she grows up. No doubt she can say, I didn't warn her. What'll happen when you meet up with them seagulls? Oh, darn, I'm going back to where I come from, where the mockingbird is singing in the lilac bush. Thank you. Okay. This is a good one. Sea song. Just a singing ooh, sail away. Ooh, sail away. A man would be a fool to spend all his money and have to go to sea once more. But sure, just a singing ooh, sail away, ooh, sail away. just a singing. Ooh, sail away. Ooh, sail away. Just a singing. Thank you, everybody. This has been a lot of fun. I'm going to do one more closing song, and then we'll wrap it up. I'll have to come back to tick, tick, tick the next time, folks. Next time I'll have my starting words. So anybody that's out there entertaining, it's okay to make mistakes. It's the only way you learn. There was a young cowboy who lived on the range. His horse and his cattle were his only companions. Worked in the saddle and slept in the canyon, waiting for summer, his pastures to change. And as the moon rises, he sits by his fire, thinking about beer, closing his eyes as the doggies retire. He sings out a song that is soft but it's clear, as if maybe someone could hear. If you know this, help me. Good night, you moonlight ladies, rockin' my sweet baby James. Deep greens and blues are the colors I choose. Won't you let me go down in my dreams and rock my sweet baby James, and rock my sweet baby James.
Thank you. That was lovely.
Thank you. Thanks so much, everybody.
Nice.
Love being
James Taylor to end it. Well, while we're getting the house band up here, got a question to ask you. How many of you out there have ever been to Brown's Mead? Yeah, quite a few, but some hands didn't go up. Well, we have a great community event happening in Brown's Mead on April 15th. That's tax day. So you want to find a way to divert your time on that day. We have the annual Community Chili Challenge going on. It's a benefit for the Brown's Mead Grange, and it's a really fun event. It's happening from 5 to 7 p.m., and there's going to be chili and cornbread. Or you can have a bowl of chili, or you can have a chili dog. All ages are welcome, and this is what's fun. There's going to be a Judge Chili cook-off competition with prizes and trophies. And if you would like to enter that chili competition, this is how you can do it. You need to bring at least 2 quarts of your homemade chili in a crock pot. And by 5 p.m., along with a 3x5 card listing the ingredients. You don't have to have the amounts, and don't put your name on it, but do put the temperature level of your chili. The contestants will be judged anonymously by a panel of judges, and there'll be prizes for the winners. There'll also be a crowd favorite chili chosen, so everybody gets a chance to vote. It was a blast last year, and I hope we'll see some of you there. It's a really fun and unique event, and if you haven't been to anything at the Brown's Mead Grange, this is your chance for a lot of fun. Speaking of a lot of fun, when I got here today, I was very surprised to see that Hannah had joined the house band for the day. Woo-hoo! Yay, so you're in for a treat, and I'm going to quit talking and let these guys get on to some fine music for you.
Bring it up.
Okay, we never really know what we're going to play. We figure it out when we get here. And then Marianne steals our song that we were going to do. So we're going to do it anyway, because you can't have...
with
too
a notch.
Peter Cottontail.
To Marianne.
And you only get to do it once a year.
Right. We had a child come up last night to our gig and say, will you do Peter Cottontail? We thought, God, that what a song for our gig tomorrow. And then we got it. Oh, my God.
Here come Peter Cottontail.
hoppin'.
Everybody help us sing now.
Hippity-hoppity, Easter's on its way. Bringing every girl and boy baskets full of Easter joy. Things to make your Easter bright and gay. He's got jelly beans for Tommy, colored eggs for Sister Sue. There's an orchid for your mommy and an Easter bonnet too. Oh, here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity-hoppity, Easter's on his way. Take it, boys.
Happy when people sing along. We'll see if we can get some of these children dancing out here.
That'll be good.
Sooner or later.
Yeah.
Keep talking, baby. So what's up now?
I don't know. Yeah. Let's go with Dan. And
what do you got, Dan?
Oh, no. Okay, we're doing Red Wing.
We're doing Red Wing.
Little Dancing.
What are we doing?
Red Wing.
PG.
Thank you.
That's the instrumental version.
No dancers today.
They're dancing in their seats.
They're dancing in their seats. Shoes are moving all over the floor.
Okay.
Seven minutes. We can do it. Skunk. Skunk. Good thing it wasn't the bunny.
No bunnies on.
No way.
No bunnies.
It's Easter,
no.
Man.
You can change it to bunny. No, let's do it this way.
Too dark.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, go. Crossing the highway late last night. Should have looked left and he should have looked right. Didn't see the station wagon car and the skunk got scorched and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road and it's stinking to high heaven. Take a look at me, that ain't no rose. Roll up your window and hold your nose. You don't have to look and you don't have to see, cause you can feel it in your olfactory. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road and it's stinking to high heaven. Well, you got your dead skunk and you got your dead dog. On a moonlight night, you got your dead bullfrog. You got your dead rabbit and your dead raccoon. The blood and the guts are gonna make you swoon. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road and it's stinking to high. Play it, Larry. Crossing the highway late last night. Shoulda looked left and he shoulda looked right. Didn't see the station wagon car and the skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road and it's stinking to high heaven. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road and it's stinking to high heaven. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road and it's stinking to high heaven. Hey, you guys sound great.
The last two?
Well, that was fabulous. I think it's time for us to get all our musicians up here because we're going to go out with who knows what. I never know what they're going to do on the last song. I want to say a big thank you to Blue Scorcher for sending up those yummy, sweet little treats. If you feel so inclined as to throw a few bucks in the pot for a Troll Radio review, that's always appreciated here at Coast Community Radio. And give a big thanks to the staff here at Fort George for putting up with us. Thanks, you guys, all you waiters. You're fabulous. Thanks to our engineers, to Brian and Ray, and to Dave back at the station. And thanks to everybody for making this happen. And hey, a big thanks to these real cool kids who came all the way from Washington, D.C. for a Troll Radio review. Now, that doesn't happen every day. Thank you very much, Harper, for helping out today. It was nice to have an Easter Bunny expert. Enjoy the rest of your visit here with your fine grandparents. And gosh, just thanks to all the musicians, to everybody who makes Troll Radio Review happen. We'll be back on the last Saturday in April, and I know we're going to have a lot of fun. I hear we've got Brian Johnstone coming, and you never know what he's going to do, but he's got a fabulous talent. So I'm going to turn the microphones over to our fine. All the musicians are up here on stage now. If you're listening on the radio, you're missing out on a good-looking group. See you next month.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Take